down some steps. Where? Oh, yeah. Is that a pig? What's that?
Those are terns or something, or a bowl.
Because we're not that far
from the sea or the river?
Which sea? That's a gull or some sort. I don't know which one it is. There's a dung heap, which have a toilet, orchard and hatchery, vegetable garden, restaurant,
nature trail. Restaurant?
Oh, these turkeys.
They're still alive. Yeah.
Welcome to the nature. Oh, gosh. And they've got ostrich type. Is that an ostrich? Or an emu?
It's an emu, isn't it?
Oh, and they've got piggery over there. A whole field with pigs. You know, you have corrugated iron things. Oh, yeah, llama.
Llama?
Yeah.
Oh, like Linda Snell.
She got a llama.
She, yeah.
What is that? A reindeer?
Doo 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 doo, mud. I knew there'd be mud.
Reindeer! Oh, you can't see the reindeer.
Are they real?
Yeah, it's a real reindeer. And here's some turkeys. Oh, they're beautiful.
They're not making any noise, though, are they?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Perhaps if I sneeze at them.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Oh, there's a donkey.
They just raised their heads.
It really was. I knew it was coming. And I thought, well, perhaps they'll sneeze. Perhaps they'll make some noise if I sneeze at them.
Rees. Oh, rees are rees. What are they called? Those like emus.
Smaller versions.
Well, listen, the bird noise.
Of ostriches and emu with shelter. We live very happily in the UK. We like to eat plants, fruits and seeds here. In the wild, we sometimes eat lizards.
And other small game.
Oh, those are those birds. Mm-hmm. They're field fares or something
tree.
Wings.
Lapwings, yeah. Maybe?
No, not lapwings. No. Red wings. I don't know which. We lay 50 eggs in our nest and the male rears sit on the eggs until they hatch.
Male?
Yeah, 50 eggs.
Is that llama. The emus or what?
Llama! Llama! Oh, it's an alpaca. I've listened to its name now. Alpaca! It's chewing straw.
Gerald.
Gerald?
You think it's Gerald? It looks like a Gerald? Grey hairy,
it's like hair in the front.
Yeah. Oh, tuft. You know those emu type things? They lay 50 eggs.
Did you?
50 eggs.
Oh, 50 titchy eggs.
Right, in one sort of clutch. Oh.
And then the male sits on it.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? The male sitting.
Oh, there's a turkey.
They made the turkey noise. This would be a great audio boo.
Yeah.
It's a giant buck buck.
Oh. Well, the only time turkeys make a noise is when they're stressed out.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, we got black.
So we're very stressful, obviously.
A little stressed in your mouth.
Yeah, cat. Meow, meow.
Or emus.
Yeah,
the most
interesting. Yeah, so Katja likes the cat that's following us better than the other animals. There's some rabbits. Let's see if there's any rabbits.
Oh, that's muddy.
Called a doe.
Hello.
Oh, doe and the buck. They've got like a little warren. Where they can dig. They're wanting food.
They're wanting food. This was a use of people feeding. Can you grab one?
Grab it while it's sprouting.
They're all coming. Scampering.
Reach down.
Meow. Hello, pussycat. Who's it good? Are you a boy or a girl? I don't know.
Is it muddy?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. I don't really... You don't know if the strange cats will bite.
Do not touch the rabbit.
Do not touch the rabbit.
I'm kidding.
Ooh, squelch.
Oh, here's the guinea pigs. The tiny little guinea pigs. Sasha, guinea pigs for you.
Where's Sasha?
Sasha's sensitive to guinea pigs.
You'll swell up massively.
Oh, no! What? Like to twice her size or something?
She's allergic to them. Please use hand sanitizer or wash your hands after petting and feeding the animals.
Yeah. I wonder whether they can open the hatch because at the moment they can look
there. Are there cats behind us? Watch out, Mum.
Oh, they've got a happy life here, haven't they? Oh, here's a little pond with It must be quite nice coming here in the summer.
Yeah.
Or in the spring, when the spring.
Alligators.
Here's a pig. Piggyback bank.
Mm. What, a model or?
Yeah, and it says all donations will go towards saving of Britain's endangered rare breed pigs. So you can put some money in this slot.
Hang on, let me take my glove off.
Oh, there's money in there as well. There you are.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the
big. Oh.
Big ears.
Yeah.
And then this is its nose. But it should have two holes in it, really, for nostrils. And
yeah.
Two eyes, but you can't really see it.
No.
So it's a big, big fat pig. It seems like they've got watercress here. This reminds me of your butler's farm, Taya.
Yeah.
What happened to that? You sold it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why? Because you liked it. So you
well,
what?
In sometime and have a coffee.
It's yeah.
Really nice. It's sort of sell all whole food stuff from the amenity shop. It's sort of sell it there as
well. I knew it'd be
Shall
muddy.
Should we go into the wood?
Or
yeah. Woodland walk and den building. Oh, we've got some ducks here. We're going over a bridge.
Well, I might try and avoid using my cane in this mud, you know.
Yes.
So I'm relying on you. No thanks.
Oh, yeah,
I know, Dad. You have a go and we'll watch.
Oh, this is watercress, isn't it?
I think this is a cordwood. We had loads of this in Butler's farm. It wasn't the real one, but this might be the real one. I don't know. It's very similar.
That looks very peaceful, doesn't it?
I've got beehives here.
Oh. Well, I can hear the ducks.
Yeah. There's some more houses, I don't know what lives there.
Some invisible beehives.
Yeah.
Invisible beehives?
There aren't any at the minute.
Oh. What, there's just a sign for them?
This is beehives, there's no beehives.
That's weird.
We're going into a wooded area now, Fiona. Going up the hill.
Puddles.
This is a bluebell woodland.
Oh, I bet that's amazing in the summer.
And this is a wooden sculpture of a person.
Hang on.
This is a hand.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, and that's the belly. And then the head is way up there. You can't...
Oh, some twigs. What's that? Is it a train or something?
I don't know. So this is the woodland. Oh, I can hear the train.
Oh, it is a train.
Please stay on the path and flora and fauna. The woodland first appeared on maps in 1885, named Hill Covered. The word covered suggests it was a woodland to provide cover for game, such as pheasant and partridge. An area to the north was not present on maps until the present day, suggesting it was planted up from rough pasture in the last 50 years.
I've never seen such a flimsy fence.
Post-war planting of woodland was common to ensure England was self-sufficient. There are several indicator species of ancient woodland dating from the 17th century. However, the wood has been much altered over time. The most ancient area is likely to be the alder carr. As you enter the wood, you will see an area of traditionally harvested coppice woodland, mainly comprising of hazel and sweet chestnut. This gives for a good crop of nuts in autumn and wood for steaks and herbals. In spring, the floor is alive with a sea of nodding bluebells.
Wow, that would be amazing.
And here is a little bird box, so take your glove off. Mind, you can't go over this thing, but can you feel this little box in the tree?
Oh, yeah.
And can you feel that little hole?
Where's the hole? Oh, yeah.
So that's a little bird box. Yeah, that's coppiced. So there's a little handrail, Fiona, made. Yeah.
Oh.
You know what coppicing is, don't you?
What is it?
It's when you chop trees down as they grow.
Yeah.
So instead of having one trunk, you get lots of little shoots coming up.
Oh, right.
And then every so often you harvest that, so you get like an inch size wood thing.
Oh, right.
People use them.
Really? There used to be a
Dell.
Randerton Forest. This year for the first time, it was so good. What play were they? Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And it's so, you know, so simple stage. Like, a big house in the tree. They come in like Italians and hang the washing line, so they
yeah.
The street and everything. Oh, it was really lovely.
Sophia, there's all coppice trees here, so can you see these things growing up?
Oh, yeah.
So this is new stuff. So we're zigzagging our way up a step.
Oops.
Up a step.
Yeah.
Up again.
They're all right here. Ooh. The left one's not as tight as the right one for some reason.
These hawthorn trees once formed part of an ancient hedgerow, marking the edge of the woodland. In spring, its new leaves are called red.
Oh!
Oh, these are sweet chestnuts.
Don't see them down like we're flying their huge kites.
Looks so cute. Katya's got little yellow wellies, Fiona.
Yeah.
Fiona. And she's got a little rain suit.
Yeah.
White with red strawberries on. So she looks really cute. And then she's got little hats with ears, a white little furry hat with ears.
Yeah.
There. Stuart wears a cute hat. I'll take the picture of Stuart. What?
What's this remind you of?
Yeah.
Being in the woods, yeah, not long ago.
Oh, what, the Halloween thing? What happened? Hang on.
Just looking too far behind herself.
Oh,
fell back.
Oh.
Can't keep walking.
It's a steel wall, isn't it?
It's a bit muddy here.
Yeah,
it's a bit special.
Sure, let go of me.
I'm going to pick you up.
Oops, I'm just going to see the picture. Sorry.
This is the den building area.
Children must be supervised at all times. Do not build dens with large logs. Just stop a minute. There we go. Sorry. There we go. Oh, yeah, I can see dens. Oh, lots of dens.
Yeah. That's raining.
Yeah.
Can we all get inside the den?
Yeah, and take a picture. Yeah.
A dun den, yeah. Oh, a little den for three.
Yeah.
No, it's a bit.
That's
alright.
Let's go in an easy one, Fiona. I'll show you an easy one.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Nearly fell. Nearly fell. There's all these trees.
Yeah.
And there are lots of sticks, and people have been putting sticks into a sort of a den. So let's see if we can find one that you can go in. Somebody's made. That's a, this one here you can go in.
I can find something here.
No, this is a nice one. Hooray! Now, can you feel? There's a tree.
Oh, yeah.
Go underneath.
Oh.
In you go.
Oh.
Inside. Right, we're inside the den now.
Yeah.
See, the kids have put the sticks away.
Oh, well, that must have taken ages.
The one's on the other side have fallen down a bit. So good. Hello!
Oh, we need to come and... We need to go and be in the photo, Dad. No.
Over the other side.
Yeah. I'm rubbish. I don't even have Photoshop.
Where are we going?
David, are you in the photo?
Is Katya still?
Am I in the photo? Yeah.
So if you stay breaking there, the twigs.
Fiona and Stuart
then come on.
And then I'm coming
around.
Ready?
Oh no.
Come here. Don't fall down.
Do you see the flashing lights?
Yes. Yeah, it's flashing.
Oh, hey.
See the flashing lights?
Cheese, everybody cheese.
Gorgonzola.
Light. Just hit the light again.
And then.
She can do it again.
Camera.
Yeah, we're going to see the lights. 1 second.
Here we go.
There we go. Do you see the flashing light?
Cry, smile. Cheese.
Cry. Your hair.
Yeah.
Dad's jingling.
Yeah,
hang on.
Fiona?
What, yeah?
Yeah.
We're going here. Hang.
Did it come out all right?
Yeah.
All right. If I came out. As long as I'm alright, that's the matter. As long as Mark's alright, that's all
right. There we are.
There we are, so that's number one. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, sign that way, thing.
And there's another one. Yeah. It looks like I'm doing a wee.
Oh no.
I think we go back the same way.
Oh, she loves the wellies.
Yes.
Oh no!
She was being carried.
Oh, we've got to head back the same way.
Sign. Maybe someone else can.
Oh yeah, what is it?
Which way to go?
No, turn around.
Everybody with lace-up shoe boots.
What?
There's about 30 of these sort of dens that
people have built.
Yeah, sort of area where they've dumped lots of sticks and people can help themselves. It's just amazing. You've ever made a den like that, have you, Fiona?
Don't think so.
No, you used to make dens out of blankets over
and
things.
Sofa cushions. You know that sofa, those sofas you used to have with the with no arms.
Yeah, you know, indoor
dens. Indoor dens we used to make. Yeah,
indoor dens.
Indoor dens.
We used to love that.